Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but no, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay over my blue suede shoes. Rock it! One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me off of my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes.
Yeah!
Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me off of my blue suede shoe.
There is the King, would have been 82 years old this past Sunday, Blue Suede Shoes. Who did the original Blue Suede Shoes, Mark Eichhorst?
Boy, you ask me these all the time. You got me.
Let's see if our special guest in studio, who that song was dedicated to, Peppermint Spray Patty Mason, who's a big Elvis fan, who did Blue Suede Shoes originally?
I have no idea.
Carl Perkins.
Wow.
We play that version as well on your radio, friend. This is Glenn Klein, your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host. He is Mark Eichhorst, my tag team partner on Community Conversations. Ike, how are you?
I'm blessed. Good to be back in studio with you, Glenn.
Always good to see you. To watch the national title game last night?
No, I didn't. I watched part of it and fell asleep halftime.
Well, you watched it.
Yeah.
You did watch it. You just didn't watch it till the completion. It was a horrible first half. Horrible.
I think that's part of the reason I fell asleep.
But Tampa looked really good, didn't it? My former hometown.
Yes.
I was homesick watching.
I
know every nook and cranny of Raymond James Stadium. And then things really got interesting in the second half. Clemson beat Alabama with 1 second left. And as the Clemson coach said, celebrating, they were the best team in the country until the last play.
Yeah, I woke up finally about, I think it was about midnight, 1 o'clock, and checked the score and saw the highlights. And
got something to eat?
Yeah, I did.
Go to the bathroom?
Yes, took the dog out.
Floss your teeth? What?
Didn't quite do that, but...
Let's give a proper introduction to our special guest on Community Conversations for a Tuesday morning. She is Pepper Spray Patty Mason. She's the author of Prepare, Protect, Practice. Nice alliteration. Action Steps for Women's Self-Defense. Good morning, Peppermint Spray or Pepper Spray Patty.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being had. Now, we already found out off mic, because Mark and I are regaled in our Chicago Cubs paraphernalia.
Yes.
And by the way, do you like our Chicago Cubs W flag?
I do.
Hanging in the deluxe studios here at WRJN?
I do very much.
Well, we already found out that you are not a Cubs fan, that you're a White Sox fan.
Yes.
How does a lady from Kenosha end up being a White Sox fan?
Ah, that's because she's not originally from Kenosha.
Oh, where is she from?
Oaklawn.
Oaklawn, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a cemetery there.
They have a few.
So, White Sox your whole life?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you ever go see them at Comiskey Park?
I have. Yeah. I have. I remember when I was real young, we went to Cubs games, but then big Sox games, lots and lots of Sox games.
I always was a Cubs fan, but never a White Sox hater like so many Cubs fans are, or White Sox fans are Cubs haters. Right. We used to go to the old Comiskey Park all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we took our lives in our own hands when we did. But the new Comiskey, what do they call that thing now? it's not U.S. Cellular Field anymore. It's like the Great Rate something. Oh, God. They should have brought Comiskey Park back into the name.
Well, it's like the Sears Tower. It'll always be the Sears Tower.
What is it now?
Willis.
The Willis Tower.
I think.
Yeah. It's always the Sears Tower.
Right.
It's like Wrigley Field. They always talk about the fact that, you know, the commercialization of sports. Wrigley was the name of the chewing gum company. It happened to be the family's name.
Right.
Yeah.
So, by the way, speaking of the Cubs, did you get to see the 2016 World Series film by MLB this weekend?
I did. Thank you for the recommendation. And I watched Joy and Wrigleyville.
Yes.
The documentary afterwards. And, of course, cried through both of them.
So did I.
Very emotional we are over the Cubs, Patty.
Well, that's good. And I'm glad that they finally won. It's, you know, it's been way too long.
And the White Sox, of course, won in 2005 when they beat the Houston Astros. I was very excited. Cheering for the White Sox all along. My brother Jimmy, he was a Cubs fan growing up. Mm-hmm. My dad grew up two L stops from Wrigley Field.
Okay.
Right there on Fargo in Chicago. And so we're Cubs fans. But Jimmy married into the White Sox family and became a minority shareholder in the White Sox. Now he just wants them to sell. He wants to cash out. But he was a Cubs. He became a Cubs hater for a while, but he got on board. I mean, this is such a good group of guys.
Right.
You know? I mean, they great guys, great attitude. Could not be more handsome. It's the best-looking team ever. Who do you think's the cutest, Mark, on the Cubs?
Probably Chris Bryant.
Oh, I thought he was going to hesitate there. I like giving Mark a fun but hard time.
Clearly.
On the radio. So how does Patty Mason get involved with Pepper Spray? And how do you get that nickname?
So I gave it to myself.
You did?
I did. What happened was I was in an abusive marriage several years ago. And when I left, that is when things, that was the worst time for me. And I didn't realize it, but for almost a year and a half, I was constantly living in fear. And basically what happened is I went to Walmart one day to just pick up a few things and, you know, grab some toilet paper. And I got to the toilet paper aisle and nobody was there. And I stopped and all of a sudden got flooded with all of these questions. What if he's here? What if he's following me? You know, does he know where I am? You know,
wait a second. What if your husband is there?
Yes.
And were you estranged at this point?
I had left and I had filed for divorce.
How long were you together before you got married?
We were probably together for almost a year.
And was he abusive during that year?
No.
Really?
No, not at all. It wasn't until it was about 2 weeks after we had gotten married that he started to change, and we were married for a year until he was physically abusive. I didn't notice the manipulation, the other abuses that were going on. It just kind of was so intertwined, and I believe that it began in the very beginning from when we met, found out, you know, what really mattered to me and, you know, what things I liked and utilize that to his advantage, including my beliefs.
How long ago were you divorced?
It has been 3 years now that I've been divorced.
And were you from an abusive background prior to meeting this man and getting engaged to him?
I had never been in any other abusive relationship. When I was a young girl, my mom was married to my stepdad, and he was abusive to her and my brother.
But not you. Mm-mm. Did you see the abuse?
I did, yes.
Yeah. Because a lot of times, and this is a very interesting part of the human psyche, people that are from abused relationships go from just one abusive relationship to another.
Right.
And so maybe even just witnessing it, you were maybe drawn to that. And the reason that is, of course, is because under stress, and change is stressful, as we get older, it's stressful. Just even good change is stressful.
Right.
We all, human beings, go back to what they know, what they're comfortable with, even if it's counterproductive or even really destructive. So you're in the aisle wondering if your husband is stalking you, basically. Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
I realized that I was in this constant, you know, fight or flight 24/7 fear, and that it wasn't healthy, and I didn't want to live like that anymore, and I really didn't think anyone should ever have to. So I, you know, put my head up and, you know, walked down the aisle, and from that moment on, I, you know, went into the courtroom for our last divorce, and, you know, stood up for myself and wasn't fearful anymore. And I went out and I learned everything I could about safety and self-defense. And I learned how to shoot a handgun, became a gun owner, learned about all the different options for self-defense devices like pepper spray. I learned about, you know, safety in your home and alarms and all the different options for that, and better defending yourself and preventing yourself from being a victim.
Do you guys have children?
Oh, we did not.
And so you've been divorced for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
How soon after you were divorced did you start thinking, I might be able to help other women and write this book?
It was probably within a year after being divorced. I actually prayed for an opportunity to really give this purpose. That there was a reason that this happened to me, and I wanted to be able to give back and share my story, and was hoping for an opportunity.
And where were you living during the marriage?
We were in Lake County, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts?
Well, actually, when we were married, we were in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Lake Geneva.
Yeah, and then I moved. When I left, I was living in Lake County, around Lake.
Round Lake, because I lived in Lake County for a while. I lived in Highland Park, and that's, you know, a pretty far distance from Round Lake. What did you do in Round Lake?
I was doing odd jobs. Prior to getting married, I was a health coach down in Oak Lawn. And when I had gotten married and moved up to Wisconsin, my ex-husband had a business. And so I helped him with that and, you know, did some like house cleaning, some part-time jobs. But when I left, I didn't have a job. I didn't have income. I was
a lot of women find themselves that way. I mean, even in 2017,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of the reasons they stay in abusive relationships, because they don't know how they're going to make it.
Right, and I didn't realize it until I had gotten to that, you know, to that point where I needed to leave, and was like, whoa, wait a minute, and it wasn't. That's the thing about someone who's a manipulator and a narcissist is he wasn't the kind of person who said, you know, you need to not have a job. It was, you know, well, it makes more sense if you work with me in the business and, you know, all the money's coming into the household and we can grow this business and it gives you some time to, you know, be at home and, you know, let's start a family. And, you know, it was a lot of, you know, sweet talk and wishful thinking. And
so how do you go from Lake Geneva to Round Lake to Kenosha?
Well, when you're in that kind of a transition period, you do a lot of bouncing around, and I like the area, and wanted to kind of stick around, and was able to find a place in Kenosha that I like, and I like Kenosha. I like Kenosha Racine area, and kind of like being in Wisconsin.
Well, we are just getting to know Pepper Spray Patty Mason. She's the author of Prepare, Protect, Practice: Action Steps for Women's Self-Defense. This is Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichhorst on WRJN's Community Conversation. So you're looking for some laughs?
Yeah.
You can always use some laughs, right? Go to the Racine Theater Guild.
Ooh.
For their hilarious comedy, Exit Laughing. It's running weekends all this month. Connie, Leona, Millie, and Mary have been bridge partners for years. When Mary passes away, the three remaining friends do what's logical. They steal Mary's urn. That's when things really take off and hilarity ensues. Exit Laughing is a comedy about friendship, loss, and living life to the fullest. Visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets. Gene's Jazz Series kicked off. Is Joe Mooney alive?
Yes, he is. And he's going to be our guest on Thursday.
He was a no-show. We were worried about Joe Mooney.
It was his fault.
He forgot?
Yes.
To tie a little bow around his finger to remember him this Thursday.
He had it marked down for the wrong date, and then when we talked about it, he realized he made a mistake.
Well, we love Joe Mooney.
Yep.
We will continue on the other side of the great Tom Carko's potentially award-winning newscast for a community conversation on Tuesday morning in 60 seconds.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get the Samsung Platinum Finish.
Birthday boy would have been 82 years old on Sunday. The King, Elvis Presley, on Your Radio Friend, and Pepper Spray Patty Mason's first love. We learn.
Yes.
So that goes out to you.
Thank you.
This community conversation on WRJN is being brought to you in part by St. Monica Senior Living. Glenn Klein, Mark Eichhorst on the radio, along with Pepper Spray Patty Mason. She is the author of Prepare, Protect, Practice Action Steps for Women's Self-Defense. I'm sure, Pepper Spray Patty, that you do not intimidate men at all.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
so it. It's not about intimidation.
Well, of course it's not. But guys are intimidated by women anyway. So you go through this abusive marriage, you get out, you're divorced, and then you basically make it your life cause to help women protect themselves.
Right.
What are you trying to get them to protect themselves from besides abusive men?
Just victimization in general. My passion is that if you are empowered and have the knowledge and do what needs to be done to prevent yourself from being the victim of a crime, you won't have to go through those fears and those emotions and experiences like I did. And I don't want anyone to have to go through that. So let's step back and let's do what we need to do to prevent something like that from happening.
How do you prevent it?
The number one thing that you can do from preventing yourself from being a victim of a crime is being aware. The more aware you are of your surroundings and what's going on around you, and listening to your intuition and your gut instinct is key to awareness. And Gavin DeBecker wrote The Gift of Fear, and it is one of the best books that I've ever written. And he talks about that instinct that we have, that gut feeling, and how all animals on the planet have intuition, have instincts, yet we're the only ones that will talk ourselves out of it.
Why do we do that?
Good question.
That's why I get the big bucks.
Yes, absolutely. Part of being a human being is that, you know, that ability to think and reason and what we consider to be, you know, logical. We adjust and change and say, oh no, that's, you know, he didn't. That's not what he's just trying to be nice. I feel wrong. It's me. It's not.
Here's why I think it is.
Okay.
Because we all try to find our sense of well-being in our relationships with other people, whether it be significant others or just friends, mm-hmm, or coworkers or our station in life.
Right.
And it is really self-destructive, so that we don't listen to our intuition when we're getting into a dangerous situation, whether it be dangerous physically or emotionally,
right,
or professionally or socially.
Well, we also don't want to make someone else feel uncomfortable. We don't want to be embarrassed.
That's where the sense of self-worth comes in our relationships with other people. I would never, of course, suggest that people be a jerk to somebody else. Quite the opposite. However, if a person just is trying to find their well-being in, you know how like in some weddings, they'll talk about, oh, you complete me? That is really destructive. Mm-hmm. That is really counterproductive. A person needs to be complete within themselves, then they can give to a relationship in a psychologically and emotionally healthy way.
Right. I agree.
And I know Mark agrees with that. Are you paying attention?
Yes, I am.
That's good. Now, you are a person who packs heat, so to speak, right?
So to speak.
So do you have a gun on you right now?
I do not.
You do not. Why did you not bring a gun into the station? I'll say it this way. Do you usually have a weapon on you?
I don't usually let people know if I do or if I don't.
But do you? Well, what would you
do have something.
What do you advise the people that are within your influence, especially the women that you're saying, here's how to protect yourself?
Well, what I advise is sitting down and looking at what the options are and what fits your needs best. For me, for example, in my house, I have different options, layers of personal protection that include a handgun and include alarm and include stun gun. When I'm out and about, it depends on where I'm going and what I'm doing, what my layers of protection are. I don't have just one thing that I count on. I also have taken a few self-defense classes, so I can pull that out of my tool belt if need be. Like we were talking about off air, is awareness. That is the number one thing that you can use to defend yourself and protect yourself, is being aware of your surroundings.
She is Pepper Spray Patty Mason, the author of the book Prepare, Protect, Practice, Action Steps for Women's Self-Defense. This is Community Conversation this morning on WRJM, brought to you by St. Monica Senior Living. You know, Mark, when someone you care about needs a little help, maybe it's time to look into assisted living at St. Monica's. For over 45 years, St. Monica Senior Living has been providing compassionate, person-centered care for their residents on North Green Bay Road in Racine. St. Monica's really is like home, with great food, a loving staff, and lots of activities to participate in. One of the things people love about St. Monica's the most, Mark, is what?
That beautiful chapel.
The beautiful chapel, where a Catholic Mass is held every day. They also host Protestant services, and all religious denominations are welcome. The move to assisted living is a big decision. Come see why St. Monica's is the right choice for so many. Schedule your tour of St. Monica's Senior Living today by calling 262-639-5050 or go to their website at stmonicasseniorliving.com to learn more. St. Monica's Senior Living on North Green Bay Road in Racine, where you are the heart of their home. It is WRJN's Community Conversation. We're talking with Pepper Spray Patty Mason, who wrote the book Prepare, Protect, Practice, Action Steps for Women's Self-Defense, that was born out of her experience in an abusive marriage. Where's the line, or how fine is the line, Patty, between paranoia and self-defense?
That's a really good question, and a lot of people ask that. Aren't you just being, paranoid? Well, I've been a victim, and so I know what that part I know what that part feels like. So I may be overprotective compared to some other people, but again, it depends on your lifestyle and what you have going on. I'm in this industry, so I probably have a whole lot more on me and a lot more on my house.
What do you mean you're in the industry?
In the industry of personal protection devices. So, for example, I like to meet people who teach self-defense. So I go to a lot of self-defense classes. I have partnered with a few concealed carry instructors and, work with other like gun shops and things like that. So in that industry of self-defense and personal protection.
So you are obviously, this is the most obvious statement of the day so far, a supporter of the Second Amendment.
Yes.
And specifically for women, since you left your abusive marriage, have you been threatened? Have you had to use self-defense techniques?
I have not, fortunately. I don't know if that's because I keep myself out of situations where something will happen. I hope that that's a part of it. I hope that it's a part of having those habits that I do. For example, when I open up my car door, the first thing that I do is I hit the lock button, so that when I'm in a parking lot and I go to close the door, and if someone tries to grab the door to grab me, as soon as I close it, it's already locked and I don't have to worry about that.
How handy is your pepper spray or stun gun or your weapon when you are in your vehicle?
I have them right accessible. Easily accessible.
Have you felt threatened since you've become self-aware and for defensive purposes?
I have not felt that my life has been threatened.
Have how many people that you've helped have protected themselves through what they've learned through you?
I've had many stories come back. I had one lady who takes the train into the city for work and walks through the dark parking lot at the train stations. I'm not sure why they're so dark, but she had her, like I had trained her, took the stun gun out before she got off the train so that between walking from the train to her car, she had something on her and it has a flashlight on her. And she had a dog come up to her and start to growl at her. And she was able to give it a 1 second dry fire and was able to, you know, get that dog to run away. I have another customer of mine who had bought a pepper spray and has it always in her pocket so that it's easily accessible. And she had accidentally locked her keys and her young daughter in her vehicle and was able to, you know, right away went in her pocket and found that, you know, pepper spray. And it gave her that confidence that she was in control and that she didn't have to worry about her safety. She could focus on keeping her daughter calm and making a call to get the keys to get in the car.
One of the things that I found very interesting in meeting and talking with Patty is that there is a limit on the pepper spray that you can carry here in the state of Wisconsin. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there is a restriction on pepper spray. Pepper spray is legal to carry, but a maximum OC percentage on it is 10%.
What are the laws regarding concealed weapons in Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin, you do have to have a concealed carry permit to carry a handgun on you.
And what is your website? Because I know that there are people all over the country, because we have a lot of listeners on the website, and all over the world that would like to be able to get in touch with you, and mm-hmm. especially women.
So the best way to get a hold of me is to find me on Facebook. You can either look for Patty Mason or Pepper Spray Patty, and it is P-A-T-T-I. Also, my website is pepperspraypatty.com.
Could not be any easier than that.
I tried to make it easy as I could.
The book is Prepare, Protect, Practice from Pepper Spray Patty Mason. You should just change your name to a P, your last name. Let's see, what could we call you? What would be a good last name? Pepper Spray Patty Peterson.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's close to Mason. Then you get it to be all P's right across the board. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I told you it'd be fun.
Yes, I had a blast.
It's a serious topic, but we might as well enjoy ourselves.
Absolutely. When it comes to you talking about things like this, you can't just focus on the bad part of it and all the statistics. You got to, you know, make it fun so that it's memorable.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
It'll be a memorable, tremendous Tuesday hour of power after WRJN covers the world.
Alabama hostages, cabinet confirmations. I'm Chaz Henry. In Tuscaloosa, near the campus of the University of Alabama, police officers are responding to reports of a hostage stand.